Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Yesterday's conference call at 4 o'clock was tremendous. It was the organizers of the Personhood campaign here in Colorado, along with supporters around the state and around the country. Of course, Brian Rohrbach, Columbine Dad, president of American Right to Life, was on the call, as was Judy Brown, president of American Life League. And she is coming to town a week from Friday to speak in Denver, and then Saturday night, April 5th, down in Colorado Springs. And these are at Italian restaurants. It's a $100 a plate fundraiser for the petition effort. And the conference call yesterday, it couldn't have been more upbeat, more exciting. There are about 45,000 signatures that are in. There are approximately 1,000 people who have offered, been willing to help carry petitions. There are a few hundred churches. Anglican churches have now joined. Just this week, after 4 months of this effort, more and more churches are getting on board. And then I was able to share, thanks to you guys, thanks to this audience, that we had a one-day effort to raise $15,000 for the campaign. Now, that's unheard of. It takes us a month of a telethon to try to raise $25,000, and we struggle. Well, we did it in one day. We raised $15,000. Thank you, those in the audience, to help bless, encourage, and supercharge the campaign with, you know, folks have been working at this 60, 80, 90, 100 hours a week, people on this campaign. And your love, your support, your trusting in God to help us all make this happen made a huge difference. So if you'd like to help with the Personhood effort, please either get a petition. You could get one from Colorado Right to Life. I'll give their phone number. Or make a donation to Colorado Right to Life. Or come to the banquet. Well, it's a fundraising dinner at an Italian restaurant, either in Denver or Colorado Springs, April 4th or 5th. Call 303. This is Colorado Right to Life's phone number. 303-753-9394. 303-753-9394. Now, way back in the creation movement, way back to the 1970s, the state of Louisiana was part of this battle of our public schools being hostile to a Christian worldview and teaching evolution. The state of Arkansas, earlier that decade, had passed a law requiring creation to be taught in the public schools if evolution were to be taught. Well, the state of Louisiana had a Senator Bill Keith, and he introduced a bill called the Balanced Treatment Act. And that bill said if a public school is going to teach evolution, they have the right, if they choose to, they can also teach creation. That was it. Well, Senator Bill Keith looked for an expert to testify at hearings for the bill. It eventually went to a vote of the people. And there's a chemistry professor in New Orleans at New Orleans University, and his name is Dr. Ed Boudreau. He eventually taught there at New Orleans University for 29 years. Well, Ed is in the studio right now. Welcome to Bob Inyart Live. Ed Boudreau, welcome to Colorado.
Thank you, Bob. Pleasure to be here.
Katrina kicked you out of your state.
Sure did. Wiped me out.
Hurricane Katrina.
Came over here and took up residence.
You and your wife, you lost your home.
Home and all our possessions.
How long have you lived in that home?
We were in that home for 43 years.
43 years. So it's not only losing the place you lived in, but all that history.
All the memorabilia, everything.
Everything with your family and friends. So that's painful. And I'm sorry it's sad, Ed, that you guys have gone through that. But the Lord has brought you through, and you guys are kicking.
Indeed.
And you were the expert that Senator Bill Keith was looking for when he needed someone to testify at his Senate hearings introducing the Balanced Treatment Act.
Yes, indeed.
So now that you're in Colorado, I thought, what a treasure. You've been a significant part of the Young Earth Creation Movement for many, many years. So could we talk through this? Can you tell me the process, what happened and how it ended up?
Well, Bill Keith got aware of the fact that I was a professor at the University of New Orleans, and he had someone contact me if I'd be willing to participate as a expert witness before the Senate of Louisiana in dealing with his bill, the Balanced Treatment Act.
So you were obviously a young earth creationist. You had become one, and how did he find out?
Well, I think someone probably told him.
Word gets around, right?
It sure does.
If you're in a university, a secular school, even a high school,
yeah,
and you believe that God created us,
yeah,
word gets around fast.
Yeah, I had only been a professed creationist for about a year.
About a year. So you were new to the Young Earth movement. It was back in the early 60s when Henry Morris published The Genesis Flood.
Right.
And that pretty much was the start of the modern creation movement.
Yeah, I think that was the impetus of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so now we're in the 70s, and it was the mid-70s that Senator Bill Keith approached you, and you were willing to testify.
Yes, I prayed about that, and I think the Lord was prodding me to go ahead and expose myself. It was quite an exposure because there's a long history behind that to follow.
Well, tell me what you mean.
Well, I mean with regard to discrimination against me as a professor being singled out as a creationist in from my own college, from my own department. I was branded, you know.
Hostile.
Bigoted.
And whatever happened to open-minded? And free speech and respect for all views and ideas and religions.
Well, as we well know, that's fine for everything else except when it comes to Christian exposition of anything, right?
That's right.
That's
anything goes except for Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Pretty much anything goes except for Jesus Christ.
Yeah, my situation got to be pretty bad because I was denied pay raises. I was supposed to have been promoted to a full professor after I had tenure, and that was held off for the longest time.
Eventually it happened?
Only 3 years before I retired.
Wow. So you were a chemistry professor at New Orleans University for 29 years.
29 years.
You also taught a couple other...
Oh, yeah, I've been teaching a number of places down there.
No, and what other topics other than
Other than chemistry. Physics, mathematics, I even taught earth science, and I taught a molecular biology course for the Institute of Creation Research one time.
Wow, now that's stepping outside that
was stepping out
zone.
Of my comfort zone for sure.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so you're a chemistry professor, and normally that's not considered something that's going to really get you in the headlines.
Not usually. No.
But as a young earth creationist... it did.
Yeah.
And so how did the hearings go?
Well, actually, the Senate hearings were held for a period of time about every other day on this particular issue. So Baton Rouge is about 80 miles or so from New Orleans. So I had to drive back and forth every other day for these hearings. And they go on for the better part of the afternoon before they break. And I was probably the only professional scientist on the creation side of the issue at that time. There were a number of my own colleagues from my university and department who were on the other side.
Who were testifying.
So, testifying against it, yeah.
Wow.
But the amazing thing about it is the senators, and if you've ever been in Senate hearings, you know they don't pay a whole lot of attention most of the time, but they're just kind of there. But they were paying attention when we were speaking. That was interesting. And not paying too much attention when the controversy was on the other side. So,
oh, really?
That was interesting.
Yeah. Well, there's something that resonates with the idea that God made us.
Yeah, I think so.
God made us. It's the height of audacity to think that there is no God.
Right.
And the wild complexity of biological life, the miracle of sentience that we are self-aware. I mean, atoms and molecules, they're not aware. They're matter.
No.
Matter. Knowledge is not a physical thing.
No.
Ideas, right and wrong, these are not physical.
No. It's one of the attributes that God gives us as human beings. Yeah.
Yeah. So when Christians speak simple truths with authority it's riveting, and it gets some people angry and other people curious, and some people will come to the Lord and trust in Jesus Christ.
Well, really, that's what it's all about. And I think my exposure was a commitment to be a witness. And I'm really satisfied and pleased that God called me to do that, regardless of the consequences, because I think it's God's call, and I'm going to be the one who wants to answer that call.
So there was some decades of retribution at the university, and they put off, it sounds like for decades, you becoming a full professor, but that eventually happened.
Yeah, it happened eventually a few years before I retired.
Right. Right. Okay. And so
you see, I should mention this. I'm a pretty well published scientist in my fields, and I have a number of publications and reviews and contributions to books, etc. So I'm not unrecognized in the community, and I think the biggest problem was that conflict. They saw on the one hand that I was a recognized professional and I was accomplishing things for the good of the department and the university with my publications, et cetera, and many meetings and conferences. And on the other hand, here I'm counteracting their position by being an outspoken creationist.
Yeah, and we're speaking with Dr. Ed Boudreau. And let me spell that, because a lot of us went to public school, Dr. Ed, and we don't know how to handle a Cajun name. And so a French name, right? Boudreaux.
Correct.
Dr. Ed Boudreaux. And so you testified at the Senate hearings, and they must have gone well, because what happened then?
Well, actually, there were some rough spots when we were going through it. In fact, I remember one incident specifically that the situation looked pretty bad from outside, you know. Mm-hmm. And Bill Keith said, they're going to take a break in just a minute or so. He says, we'll go into my office. And when we got into his office, he said, we're getting on our knees and we're going to pray right now.
Oh, wow.
So we got on our knees and prayed. We went back and the whole picture changed. Wow. I mean, it miraculously changed in the other direction. Wow. And I said, this was a move of God. No question about it, you know. The hostility was already there when we went in to prayed, came back. Total reversal, 180 degrees.
Oh, wow. You know, at the Capitol just a couple weeks ago, the Personhood Campaign, Keith Mason, Christy Burton, they had a press conference with 11 senators and representatives signing the Personhood petition and recognizing the media was there. A lot of TV and newsprint were there. And these lawmakers recognized that a lot of the big pro-life organizations are against personhood efforts, which is bizarre, but they're against it. And one senator was asked, why are you doing this when, you know, groups like Focus on the Family, other groups are against it? And he said, it is always the right time to do the right thing.
Mm.
And that was such a perfect answer.
That is wonderful.
Yeah, because we're affirming we need to teach the public that an unborn child is a person made in God's image and likeness. A person from the moment of fertilization. We need to teach people that. They don't know it. A lot of people don't know it, and they're in rebellion.
Yeah, they don't know it. Of course, they've been deluded, too, by the other point of view.
Planned Parenthood and evolution. Yeah. If we're just animals, what's the difference if kill your young?
Absolutely.
A lot of animals eat their young.
Sure.
Dogs, polar bear, they'll eat their own young. Fish. So Senator Keith prayed, and you guys trust that the Lord, but you took this step of faith and courage. And so then it came out of hearing.
Came out of hearing. And it went to law and it got approved.
It actually was voted on statewide. Mm-hmm. Do you remember about the margin? Louisiana is a southern Bible Belt state.
Yeah, largely Democrat, too, at the time. But I think we had about an 80% margin of favorable vote.
Wow, about an 80-20 or so split.
Yeah.
So 4 out of 5 people from Louisiana said, of course you can teach creation. Of course. Now, sadly, our public schools are godless, and we urge people to take their kids out of public school and either homeschool them or send them to a Christian school.
If you can find a good Christian school,
it's difficult.
Do the job,
it?
Yeah.
A lot of Christian schools are either pro-abortion or pro-evolution or old earth, and they don't know the Bible. It's a lot of schools are are just as bad as public schools. We've had a relationship for 25 years almost with Maranatha Christian Center that's been run by the Millers and Truesdales for all those years, a family-run Christian ministry that has been committed to the Bible, God's Word, from the first verse, Genesis 1:1, and they get their students to memorize the whole chapter, first chapter of Genesis, and they teach young earth creationism and the Christian worldview. Now, that's encouraging, isn't it?
It is encouraging. It's a shame we have to say that that's rather unique in
that's
this day
rare,
and age.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, in fact, they have a boulder in front of their school by the front entrance. I don't know how many tons it is, and it has engraved on it Genesis 1:1.
Oh, boy.
In wonderful. The beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. It is pretty neat, but like you said, it's difficult. You have to really check. But homeschooling, then you know exactly what your kids are getting.
Correct.
And that's, you know, that's the best Christian school. But please, if you can, mom or dad, take your kids out of a school that's godless. Any school that's godless is not a good school. I mean, that's part of a definition of evil is godless.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, okay, so it went to the vote, and about 4 out of 5 people in Louisiana voters passed this. So now it, here we are a quarter century later, 35 years later. Must be the law now, right? It's the law?
No, it was not the law.
It's not the law? What happened? 80% of the people voted. It's not even saying you have to teach creation. It's just the Balanced Treatment Act. If evolution is taught, you have the... you have the option, you have the right to teach creation in a public school. What happened?
Well, of course, as you know, these kind of issues are largely challenged by the ACLU mm-hmm. and other sympathizers, and mm-hmm. that's exactly what happened here.
Now, the ACLU, for those who don't know, that stands for the Antichrist Legions of the Underworld. Wait, I got that wrong. That's the American Civil Liberties
Union. We used to say the Anti-Christian Liberty Unit.
Oh, yeah, the Anti-Christian Litigation Unit. As long as you have Antichrist in there.
Something in there, right.
Yeah, or All Criminals Love Us.
That'll work, too.
That works, too. But the Antichrist Legions of the Underworld. And so they challenged this.
Yeah, and it went to the Supreme Court.
It did. So it didn't only go through the Louisiana courts.
No, it went to the Supreme Court.
To the Louisiana Supreme Court, but then to Washington, D.C.
Correct.
And so what happened back then, we had a Republican Supreme Court. I mean, we've had a Republican court for pretty much my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a Republican court, and you'd think that they would, this is such a mild bill, you'd think that they'd uphold it.
Well, actually, in principle, they did, because the ruling of the court was that there was no prohibition to being able to do what the law required mm-hmm. already. I mean, in other words, we had the freedom to do that in the classroom without needing a law.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, most people don't know that. They hear from the media and from others, well, that law was struck down because it was a violation of church and state.
Separation of church and state, probably.
Not at all.
Eugenie Scott would probably spread
she would
that
be one
misinformation,
of those, yeah.
right?
Yeah, right.
One of the professional anti-creationists in the country.
Sure.
But I debated her
I did
on
too.
The show for
yeah.
now. Oh, you did?
I debated on a television show in New Orleans.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. We should trade tapes.
Well, we had one and it was lost in the
in
flood.
Katrina. Oh, no. You really do lose your history,
yeah,
don't
you? Yeah, really
you?
Do. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so... so anyway, it was not a separation of church and state, but did the Supreme Court let the law stand?
No, they...
they struck it down.
They struck it down because they said it was unnecessary.
And one of the judges, I believe, was on the court back then, Antonin Scalia.
Scalia was there.
Do you recall him being involved in the case?
Yeah, in fact, he commented, as I remember reading the brief, he commented very favorably in all of my testimony. He was using that to show that there should be no prohibition anyway, even because of the content of the bill.
Yeah, but you know what? A lot of times politicians, I think our judges are politicians, they say nice things about the side they're going to rule against because they just want your support. It might come in handy in the future.
True.
So they say nice things about you, and then they stab you in the back, and they strike down your law. So what was the reason they gave? And now we have the benefit of hindsight, right? We have 30 years of hindsight.
Yeah.
But what was the reason they gave why they were going to strike, why they struck this law down?
The law was not required, since the option to do what the law had stipulated already existed.
Now, on the surface, Dr. Ed, that sounds bogus to me on the surface, but let's think it through historically. So they said, you don't need a law giving the public schools authority to teach creation because they have it.
Right.
Now, here we are, it's about 25 years later, and the public schools, they're allowed to teach creation as far as you know?
Well, we well know that that's not true.
That's not true at all. And to not see the writing on the wall back then, the hostility, you were at a university, never mind a elementary school or a high school, you were at a university suffering persecution just for saying, I believe.
Right.
You weren't teaching it. Were you teaching young earth creation?
Oh, no. In fact, we never. I never had a requirement to do that, nor did I need to.
So the hostility against creation and creationists was obvious back then.
Absolutely.
It was innate, ingrained in our godless education system.
Absolutely.
And for Antonin Scalia, at the very best, we could say he was ignorant of the times he lived in, and he didn't know where this would head. At the worst, this was an early sign of his secular humanist leanings.
Could be. I think there were other comments made by other justices as well, which were positive. Mm-hmm. Which is why I think it was notable to read the brief as to see what they had to say. Mm-hmm. Since I think at that time there was no question about having an option to teach models in science, whether it happened to be an evolution model, a creation model, or whatever model. As long as it was a model that bordered on science, this should be allowable. And that's the truth. I mean, that's the way it should have been. That's the way it was. There was no constitutional prohibition against it. So we know what the reason was, is that the struggle with the ACLU, et cetera, the pressures simply swayed it in one direction and did not allow you to teach a model.
The Dover City case, you've probably heard about that just in the last couple of years.
That's right.
And that judge, he was appointed by George W. Bush. On this show, Dr. Red, we go through these cases and we look, because it's startling. I've been a registered Republican my whole life, and the thought is the Republicans are pro-life, against homosexuality, against evolution, against godless schools. More and more and more, it turns out that's not true, and even the opposite is true. Well, that judge, his ruling not allowing not even creation, but intelligent design to be taught in the Dover public schools, if you read his ruling, it reeks of hatred for creationists. His ruling as a judge, usually judges are very reserved. It just comes off the page that he hates creationists. And he was nominated by George W. Bush. And we have the judge in California who wrote the opinion that Under God was unconstitutional in the pledge. He was nominated by a Republican president. Judges in New York City, where a pedophile, convicted pedophile, sits in a park and makes balloons for kids to attract kids, and our Republican judges ruled that this is acceptable. We can't stop him from doing that. So it's an extreme discouragement to realize that the good guys are nominating judges who hate creation, hate the pro-life movement, hate the effort to protect marriage. Our culture is falling apart.
Oh, yes. It's pathetic.
Yeah, it really is. But there is hope, right? Do you have hope?
There's always hope.
There's hope.
Because God's in charge.
Yeah, God made us.
That's right.
And he's got his finger on the button, so to speak.
Sure.
Now, that Senator Bill Keith, he founded a group called Origins Resource Association.
Correct.
And you were president of that for quite a few years.
Yeah, from 1979 till I came here in 2005.
And you guys put out a lot of information and help people see the glory of the Creator in his creation. Well,
if I could give a little plug, the website is originsresource.org.
Originsresource.org. Uh-huh. And you guys had a motto.
Yeah, we had a motto.
What's the motto?
The Big Bang is coming.
The Big Bang is coming.
Which is what 2 Peter says, 2 Peter 2.
That's right, that eventually the Lord will bring judgment, and this earth and the elements in it will dissolve in the fervent heat.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and so the Big Bang is coming. It's not past.
No, it didn't start with the Big Bang.
It didn't start, but it's going to end with the Big Bang. That's pretty good, Dr. Ed Boudreaux. So, Dr. Ed, thank you for all that work you've done, all these many years in the creation movement.
It's my privilege.
It's a great blessing and honor to be with you. I know you also through the Rocky Mountain Creation Fellowship, and you've been attending there. You spoke there.
Yeah, I gave a couple of talks for them.
That's right. And that group, you might not know this, that group started in my living room back a decade ago or so. There were five of us, and we came up with the name and focused the group and what its function would be, and praise God.
Pretty good size group now.
Pretty good size. One of the healthier creation groups in the country.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it's a huge blessing. And now, you, can I say this? Now this is personal. Katrina kicked you out of your hometown, New Orleans, and you're here in Denver, and you don't have a job right now, right? You've been looking?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I've been looking.
You've had some jobs, but you are talented. You're an expert in chemistry. You've taught physics and math.
And other things, yeah.
And other things at different levels, mostly
I've also had consulting appointments.
Consulting. Mm-hmm. And so if there's someone listening with a company that needs somebody that's technically minded, they could get in touch with you
through
Bob and Yart Live.
They absolutely.
Could call here.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, there might be another way to reach you. I don't know if you'd like to give an email, but
yeah,
certainly
would.
They can call Bob and Yart Live. What's your email?
eabouDRE@yahoo.com.
Boudreaux.
Without the AUX.
Without the AUX. All right. eabouDRE@yahoo.com. There may be someone in the audience who can use a very talented professional. And Dr. Ed, thank you for joining
us. My pleasure, Bob.
And God bless you.
You too.
And for those in the audience, you heard Dr. Ed talk about the difficulty of finding a good Christian school. Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada is just that, a quarter a century of faithfulness to God. It's Maranatha in Arvada. May God bless you all.
Hi, I'm Bob's brother, Brian. I moved my remodeling business, Fancy Schmancy Renovations, to Colorado. You can call me to improve the look and value of your home and support Bob and Yart Live at the same time. I have nearly 30 years' experience beautifying homes. So whether you're in the market for a new kitchen, a bathroom makeover, or maybe a new front door, you'll be pleased with the results and happy to know that all the proceeds will go directly toward keeping Bob on the air with the truth. Yes, I said, well, wait a second. That's 5% of the proceeds. That's not, I said 5% of the proceeds, Bob, not all. Anyhow, so call for a free estimate to see if we can help you with your next home improvement project. And don't forget to mention that you heard about us on Bob and Yart Live. Call us, Fancy Schmancy Renovations, at 720-641-7033. That's 720-641-7033.